It's too freezing outside for Ouija walking. An Alexandra invention in which you walk without any conscious plan, letting your feet go where they will. We're not going Ouija walking, she said. The Nook is closed Sundays, so we can't steal scenes. Another of her amusements, consisting of ordering something at Weeksboro's one restaurant, listening to the people at the neighboring table, then talking about what they're talking about, carburetors, hysterectomies, completely ignoring them when they stare at you. We're not heading toward the Nook, as you can plainly see, Cher. We passed the town hall, fanged with icicles, and turned down Beach Street. So where are we going?
Okay, have you figured out what's going on here? This chapter's not about Brent, at least not so far. The story's being told by a girl named Steph, who's hanging out with her friend Alexandra. The title of the chapter is Weeksboro, Maine, so I guess that's where the girls are. Maine is a long way from Chicago, where Brent lives. I wonder who these girls are and what they have to do with Brent. Let's read on and find out more. We're near the middle of page 20, where it says, out to the point.
Out to the point near Pam McQuillan's to throw a lifeline to a friend in distress. What friend? Alexander smiled. You? I stopped, but she didn't. I caught up, skidding on the ice. What are you talking about? She sighed, producing a cloud of vapor. You don't like surprises. You like certainties, facts. An extremely dangerous side effect of having marine biologists for parents. So, let's look at the facts. First, we're eighth graders. We're in our biological prime. In many cultures around the world, we'd already be married and bearing children. Soon, our beauty will fade. Very soon. Just look at she.